Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So we're told the FAI is set to finally announce the Ireland soccer manager next week, and report this morning suggests that John O'Shea is back in contention and could be in line to take that top job. Gavin Cooney, sports writer with the42.ie, is on the line. Gavin, it really is starting to sound like an episode of Fair City now. Like, the number of plot twists we've had over the past few weeks, you couldn't really make it up, could you?
Yeah, hi Claire. I'd actually go for Seinfeld. It was always said that Seinfeld was a show about nothing, and it seems like the FAI have led us around in circles here, telling us that they have their manager, and perhaps it's not been the case. You know, I mean, the last time I was on with you, the plan was, go back to the start of March, that John O'Shea was announced as the interim manager, and we were told, even up right up through all of March, that John would only be the interim candidate, that there was a permanent manager to be announced in early April. Now, the reason that permanent candidate was not announced was because of existing contractual obligations, to quote the FAI. So that made us all think that, well, the manager, whoever they that person is, has a contract somewhere that means they can't start till April. But if the FAI now, it seems, either did not have a master plan, or at least didn't have one not subject to disintegration, because in the last couple of weeks they have multiple reports from multiple outlets suggest that they've been talking to several different candidates to try to get someone in place. Now, they say they'll have someone announced next week, and, you know, John O'Shea, if there's nothing yesterday, nothing concrete yesterday suggested to me, at least anyway, that he would be in line. But given that the FAI have repeatedly ruled him out of the job, perhaps that makes him favoured for
it. It's really messy now. And like, we were all really sus about this because we've spoken on a number of occasions, and I've spoken to a number of your colleagues working in this area as well. And when nobody had any sense of who this mystery person was going to be, that raised questions all over the place, right? Because one thing that you and your colleagues in sport are really good at is finding things out, right? You're a journalist, that's what you do. Yeah. But nobody had any sense of who this mystery person who was going to be unveiled in April was.
Yeah, that was the great, that was what was so unusual about it. And, you know, the when the FAI said the deathless phrase that we'll hear again and again, existing contractual obligations, that leads everyone to think that there is someone in place. And, you know, no one told us anything different, really. We weren't dissuaded from taking that point of view. So it seems that perhaps there wasn't, or at least that they were betting on. So there was definite interest in Willy Sagnol. He's the former French international. He's now the manager of Georgia, but he can't take over Ireland at the moment because he just led Georgia to the European Championships, winning in a penalty shootout in a playoff against a Greece side that's managed by Gus Poyet. Now, my colleague David Snaid has been reporting for us on the 42 that Poyet was offered the job and things broke down over backroom staff, that perhaps the FAI did not have the size of budget to allow Poyet bring along the size of backroom team he wanted to. Now, it's plausible that all those things have been resolved, that with the deadline coming up and the April deadline coming up, that the FAI have found a few quid down the back of the couch to get Poyet over the line. So I guess we can't rule those kinds of things out. The Irish Independent reported this week that there had been a fresh approach within the last week or 10 days to Anthony Barry, once Stephen Kenny's assistant, now assistant at Bayern Munich and with Portugal. That's not likely to happen. Our understanding is Barry won't be, his next job won't be in international football at all. So it just goes to show that, you know, we were told that there was a plan, that trust us guys, keep calm and all that. But it seems like what's been going on in the background of the last couple of weeks, well, it tells a different story, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if there was nobody there, then don't say there's somebody there. You know, that we have this person and we're going to do the big reveal in April. I mean, it seems now that that wasn't the case, that there wasn't anybody who was signed up at any point.
Yeah. Yeah, that seems to be the case. I guess we have to leave open the possibility that they believe they had someone over the line and signed that fell apart at the last minute. I suppose we can give them some benefit of the doubt to there. But look, I mean,
a bit, but unless you have a contract signed, you can't say, oh, we have it, it's done. Don't worry, we'll tell you when we're ready,
and,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. And the, you know, that line, Claire, existing contractual obligations. I mean, what else are we to take out of that other than this person has a contract? We can't unveil them until April because of their contractual obligations. Now, like, I mean, I remember I asked Mark Cannon, the director of football, directly after he said that, okay, so do you have a name on a contract here? And he stopped short of actually saying so. He just repeated that line about existing contractual obligations. But as we say, like, I mean, you know, I mean, they've had weeks to tell us that if the whole country has picked that up wrong, they had weeks to tell us and they didn't. So, yeah. I mean, definitely, well, listen, I think the impression given was that they have someone and the last couple of weeks and given all the names that have been linked with it and the reports that we've read would definitely suggest that they haven't had one.
I think that's a fair enough assumption. So let's talk about John O'Shea because he did seem to be out of contention. The only person who wasn't ruling him out was himself at that last press conference, that interim manager. Let's have just a listen to him speaking at that. He was asked by journalists about whether he'd be approaching the FAI to express an interest on taking on the job on a full-time basis.
I think that's something that we'll obviously discuss later on. But for me, the full focus was, look, the two games, enjoy the moment in terms of learn from it, really understand it. Learn about myself in terms of how I cope with the situation with the games, and learn, do I want to do it more? And look, its emphatic answer for me will be yes, but where that is, let's wait and see. You're saying that.
Yeah.
My instinct would be I'm ready, more than ready and capable to be a manager.
He wanted the job then, now, yeah. Probably too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would say so. John definitely didn't talk around those games in March with the air of a man who knew he was only there for two games and there was definitely someone coming in to replace him. And certainly the players didn't talk that way either. You know, they were full-throated in their support for John O'Shea taking the job on a permanent basis. And in a way that they were effusive beyond what media etiquette would demand. You know, you say nice things, but you don't have to say, you know, we as players believe the manager should be someone who really understands Irish football and there's no one better than John for that, and you know that he would be the perfect man for the role. So John O'Shea has definitely kept his options open there. His team selections around those games, Claire, were definitely those of a man who wanted to put his best foot forward should the situation change. And look, he will also be aware of the very recent history of the FAI, that Eileen Gleeson, we were told for months, was not a contender to be the permanent women's manager, pretty much right up until the moment that Eileen Gleeson was unveiled as a permanent women's manager. So yeah. It's just been such a long and protracted search. The FAI say they are planning to unveil the manager next week, maybe middle of next week. O'Shea's, I believe that O'Shea is a contender just because that he's, you know, possession is 9/10 of the law, as we've seen these things before. Things are so under wraps. And you do wonder at some point, will the FAI just push the button and say, look, this has been going on for nearly 150 days now. Mm-hmm. We need to get someone in. But if they end up appointing O'Shea on a permanent basis, having ruled him out of being the permanent manager only weeks ago, which led to, you know, the two friendlies in March, largely being wasted, in my opinion. Like, I mean, had John been the permanent manager, he himself would admit that he would have approached them a little bit differently and he might have experimented more. So to be undermining preparation for the England Nations League game in September by the sheer length of this protracted search, it's not a good look for all involved.
Well, the only thing we're certain of is that you and I will speak about this again. I'm pretty sure about that, but no, I'm not sure about anything else in relation to this story.
I am optimistic that we'll be talking with an actual concrete name next week. I would believe the FAI when they say they're planning to unveil, but I feel like, you know, I feel like Jesus in the desert on like the 38th or 39th day now. We're nearly there. I feel we're nearly there, despite how long. And maybe we shouldn't trust them, but no, I do believe so.
Gavin, thanks so much. Good as always to talk to you. Gavin Cooney from the42.ie. Next up, electric buses for Limerick.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.